This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 5. Trees of every kind. Our reading comes from Genesis 1, verses 9 through 13, 27 through 31, and chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Let's go to the beginning of the Bible to look for other references to trees that can help us understand God's character and work with his people from generation to generation, including us. God created all kinds of trees that were pleasing to see and good for food. Many of the more than 60,000 species of trees around the world produce food for us and other creatures, and in so many ways they are pleasing to the eye. A popular hymn, "How Great Thou Art," includes this line, "When through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art." Forests and trees are beautiful to look at, and they can prompt us to praise God and to find joy in all that God has made. Many references to trees in the Bible have significant meaning. Genesis, in particular, has a number of references to trees. We also find that the stories of many of the major characters in Genesis include a reference to a tree. There isn't time or space in these devotions to mention each one. But if you would like to find out, read through the book of Genesis, and you'll see what I mean. Pray with me. Lord God, our Creator and Savior, we thank you for the spectacular variety and beauty of the trees you have made. When we consider your works and all that you have created, our souls sing for joy. You are powerful and good, and we praise you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.